It's Tuesday, the 16th of July. And it's another kind of mixed bag morning. Mostly grey skies with the odd shot of sun. And a strong breeze. And again, very pleasant, not cold. No real birdsong again this morning, but it dawned on me that just about this time last year, if I remember correctly, that I recorded the same phenomena. July, late July, the birds go into molt and so are not as active and have nothing to sing about, or very little to sing about. So, I'm guessing we're in that same period. I do miss the birdsong. Get the odd chip and odd cheep and cluck and distress call, but apart from that, you can hear yourself. The only bird is that one. That big one. It breaks the peace of the garden. I really should be used to it by now. The clouds, I reckon those clouds are muffling the sound this morning. So what would I rather have? I think I'd rather have the clear blue skies and put up with the noise. Noise is coming from everywhere this morning. Memory. What is memory? Spoke about before, forgetting names. We are not unique, and I say we, I'm talking about me and my wife, we're not unique in being in that position where, you know, a famous star comes on the television and you can't remember their name. As a famous person, you know their name, you can't say it, and it's a game of tig to see who's first to actually get that, to nail that name down. Or even someone you know closely. What was I saying? Even someone you know closely, real close, I mean, and you can't get their name out. It's rattling about between your ears, but you can't get it. All those things, and walking into rooms and having to walk back out to remember, you know, probably all done it, but I mean, off late. And getting worse and worse and worse. Last evening, I remember Mary saying to me something. She asked me to do something, and I did it there and then. And about 30 seconds, maybe a minute later, I went into the hall and I said, "What was it you asked me to do?" And she says, "Didn't ask you to do anything." I said, "You did." She says, Oh, you mean that? I said, well, you've done it. I said, oh. Oh, right, okay, right. Well, what was it that happened this morning again? Yes. I'm going off for 3 or 4 hours this morning, late morning, about 10. And she said to me, while I was supping my porridge, she said, do you want me to make a piece up for you? Well, piece here means sandwiches and a flask or something, you know. Do you want a piece made up? And I says, no, I'll be fine, I won't need it. So she went to the back door, put some rubbish in the bin, came back in and said, do you want me to make a piece up for you? And I actually almost choked on my porridge with laughter. I got, what? And it dawned on her, she says, did I just ask you that? I said, yeah, and you talked about me last night. So it was funny, but in a way, not really that funny, because you kind of see yourself going down that road, you know. I'll give you a great example. There's an old friend of ours, and his name's Sam. He's called Sam or Sammy. He's an old guy in his 80s now, but he's been like this for a wee while, and he's a lovely, lovely wife. Mary, who was a gentle soul. So anyway, for many a year now, Sam's been a wee bit senile, and it started off with just similar things to what we're experiencing now, you know, doing something you've just already done or asking a question you've already asked. So Sam is a great church goer, a great chapel goer, as was Mary, of course, and he would go, like the old school, a lot of the old school, I like to go to confession every week. So the problem with Sam is Sam would go into confession and come back out and say his penance and go to the back of the chapel and bump into someone, one of the past keepers, maybe that he knew, or one of his friends, or even his wife, and he'd stop and say, have I been to confession? And of course they kind of laughed at this at the start and thought, yeah, you've just been, Sam. Oh, yeah, that's right, so I have. But then as time went on, it got worse and worse, to the extent he would come out of confession and go to the back of the church and then go back down and join the queue. Well, the queues aren't big nowadays for weekly confession, but you know what I mean. He'd go back down and sit and ready to go into confession again. Now, no one knows. Maybe only the priest can tell us this. Because he did manage to get back in many occasions back into confession, the priest just had to sit there and listen to it all over again and pardon him and say what he had to say. And he's at that stage now where he doesn't know, and even if you tell him he's been, he'll say, sure I've been, because I can't remember being. And he wants to go back down, he needs to be held back, he wants to go back down because he needs to go to confession. So although it sounds like a funny story, it really isn't a funny story. And so when, like us at this age in our early 60s, you start to do things like that, I mean, honest to goodness me, I mean, I can be standing here. I almost didn't remember Sam's name when I went to speak about him. I thought, here we go again. I'm going to talk about a guy and I can't even remember his name. So, as I said, at this age, you begin to wonder just how bad things are going to be. What's the cause of all this senility in the world nowadays? You know, I suppose there's varying degrees of it. People say you're at the early stages of going mad. The other thing about it is you won't know you are, and you won't remember. If you do remember for a minute that you are mad, a minute later you won't remember that you are mad. I say mad in the loosest sense of the word, of course. I think someone came up for mad, an acronym for mad, but I can't remember what it was. Something mental, something and dementia, MED. I thought it wasn't a very nice acronym, to be honest with you. Anyway, so, now where was I? What was I talking about? Oh, as long as I got up in the morning, I remember who I am, and I remember who that woman is that's lying beside me, and that's fine. I may forget her name, or forget my name over porridge, but as long as I remember first thing in the morning. Yeah, it's funny, but it's not funny, is it? And I think all that mental inabilities can cause frustration, and therefore can cause mood swings, and, you know, bundle it all together, and you're not even conscious that you're about to have a mood swing. I don't know. I'm just muddling about here again, and just mixing it all up and see what comes out. Who knows? Right, I'm off.